With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump pausing his tariffs on most nations while jacking up the tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president explained that more than 75 countries have contacted the U.S. government for trade talks since the announcement of his reciprocal tariffs.
I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate because I told them if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China because they did retaliate.
He also said he was monitoring the bond market and thought people were getting a bit yippy, afraid. The president's pause on some tariffs sent stocks sharply higher. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal appeals court clearing now the way for the president's administration to fire thousands of probationary workers that halt a judge's order requiring them to be reinstated. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate has confirmed former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel.
On a mostly party-line vote, the Senate approved Huckabee's nomination 53-46. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman was the only Democrat to vote in favor. Huckabee is known for his unwavering support for Israel and has said he believes the Jewish state has the right to annex both the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Huckabee takes over the role even as Israel seeks to eliminate Hamas from Gaza and secure the release of the remaining hostages, which include one American. Bob Agner reporting.
Treasury Department issuing new sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program. That's just days before senior officials are to hold talks in the Middle East Sultanate of Oman. Now, five entities and one person based in Iran cited in the new sanctions for their support of the nuclear program. Sanctions come after President Trump said he was dispatching senior envoys to hold direct talks with Iran. This is SRN News. The Internal Revenue Service drops its investigation of a church in Florida.
The congregation of the New Way Christian Fellowship in Palm Coast prayed during services for a local political candidate. That prompted the tax agency to launch a probe, which has now been finally called off. First Liberty Institute defended the church, and spokesman Jeremy Diss says, quote, "We're pleased the IRS not only closed its investigation, but affirmed that this church's activities of praying for political candidates during its church service do not threaten its tax-exempt status." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities reaching crisis levels in India. That new report that vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and the demolition of property as well as churches continues to spread very widely. This is SRN News. Israel's reaction to Prime Minister Netanyahu's White House visit earlier this week is, well, rather subdued. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has returned home from a short-notice visit to Washington that local media is painting as having left the White House empty-handed. After being summoned by President Trump during a trip to Hungary, the conventional wisdom predicted the PM would at least come away with tariffs rolled back for America's closest ally. Instead, Netanyahu was told that the United States will open nuclear talks with Iran, and Israel was warned to stand down from interfering with the Islamic Republic while that was happening. The big disappointment to the Israeli public was President Trump's failure to provide any new information on the return of hostages held by Hamas. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.